My thought triggers the wiring in my brain. I create my physical body by my thought. My thought triggers the wiring in my brain. This happens all of the time. My thought is always busy triggering the wiring in my brain. And how it triggers the wiring in my brain is by telling my brain what to do. My thoughts are the precursors of what goes on in my life, in my world, in my being, in my brain. And so when I think my thoughts, they trigger the wiring in my brain to bring about the experiences that I'd like to have. Now, my brain is really quite available to receive any type of thought that I want to give it. And if I am careful and thoughtful and give the thoughts to my brain that I want to have reproduced in my life, then my brain will bring these things about, like the computer it is, it will bring these things about into my world of experience. And everything will be absolutely beautiful and perfect. Now, it's up to me to make sure that all of the thoughts that I have in my mind, in my brain, that trigger my brain, are thoughts that I want to trigger my brain. So I say to myself, I like me. I say to myself, I'm whole and perfect. I say to myself, all the thoughts that are important to me. Now, many thousands of words have been written about this. Many psychiatrists and psychologists and philosophers and scientists have studied into this. And they've all come up with the same conclusion, the same response, that whatever we're thinking about, that's what our brain acts upon. And our brain acts upon that to bring that into expression in our life. If we want to be lazy in our expression in our life and just let whatever the world brings to our attention be our thought, then so be it. If we want to be lazy and not be in charge of our own thinking system, of our own desires and our own choices in life, then whatever the world thinks, we will have. Now, the world is not bad, and the world is not good. The world just is. The world is thinking thoughts constantly. The world is thinking ideas constantly. But the ones that we allow to enter our consciousness are the thoughts that demonstrate themselves in our life. What sort of thoughts do we want to have demonstrated in our life? Now, we're the ones who created the world about us. We are the ones who created the politics. We are the ones who created the philosophy. We are the ones who created the community, the people, the activities that are going on around us. We are the ones, just ourselves. And we create it by our thought every single moment of our day. And when we take our attention away from what we have created, it ceases to be for us. And every moment we allow our attention to be brought back to it, then it is reborn in our experience. Now, you say, that can't be true. That can't be true that things exist separate from us and things exist not separate from us. And this is what I'm saying. All things exist with us, not separate from us in the slightest. For somewhere in our thought, somewhere in our thinking, somewhere in our attitudes, stands the thought that we are experiencing in our daily life. Now, if we are experiencing a health problem, that's because the thought is in our thought. The thought is in our daily experience. The thought is something that we have currently that we are thinking about. If we are experiencing wealth, how about that? Or if we're experiencing genius or brilliance, if we're experiencing wholeness, if we're experiencing happiness, if we're experiencing the allness that we'd love to have in every area of our life, it is just because we are fooling around with the wiring in my brain, in our brain. We are triggering the wiring in our brain with our thought. Now, scientists do experiments on this, and they put certain thermistors onto the head of a person and on the brain, the outer shell of the brain of the person, and then they listen. And then they stimulate the person's thought by anger, by happiness, by any other thought they want to have, and they find that those thoughts bring about a response in the brain, and in various areas of the brain too, which tells how powerful they can be, or how long-lasting they can be, or how in-depth they can be. And the scientists are finding these things out, and they're realizing that, indeed, the brain is wired perfectly and beautifully, and that our thoughts trigger that wiring to accomplish whatever it is that we choose to experience for ourselves. If we want to experience something that is going to be delightful for us, great. If we want to listen to music that's going to be uplifting, music that is harmonious and happy, that's what we will have, a harmonious and happy life. You say, well, that can't be that way. It's too simple. It's too easy. Well, it's not too simple and not too easy. Because it's only when we self-discipline ourselves, when we train ourselves to keep our thoughts one-pointed, to keep our thoughts directed where we want them to be, and we are such flibbertigibbets, such flighty beings, that we allow our thoughts to go hither and yon and not be stable. Now, we can train ourselves to have stable thoughts. This is called using affirmations. We can train ourselves to have stable experiences in our life by the type of thoughts that we keep in our thinking. And our thinking does not reject them, does not rebel at them, does not feel they are right or wrong. Our thinking just repeats them into our brain. And as our thinking repeats them into our brain reveals them in our life experience, because they already are there. They already are there, and they already are very wonderful and very powerful and very fantastic. I create my physical body by my thought. Yes, that's what I truly do. I create my mental world by my thought. I create the universe that I live in by my thought. I create each experience that I have by my thought. If I have a wild dog chase me, that's my thought. If I have a happy dog romp and play with me, that's my thought. If I have the experience of something that is distressing to me or threatening to me, that's my thought. Can I change my thought from that distressing experience to a harmonious experience? Oh, quite definitely, and quite easily. But it is a specific activity that I do to touch the wiring in my brain to say, I am peace. All is balance. All is in divine order. I am peace. All is balance. All is in divine order. And living in this attitude of mind, living in this consciousness, living in this experience for myself, that is what I experience. I can talk about the unhappy things that happen in my life, and then I can empower them to continue to be happening. Or I can talk about the happy things I have in my mind, the happy things that I visualize for myself and my world, and I experience that. It's all a matter of whatever choice I have for myself and my world, of what I choose to know and be and have. Because my thought triggers the wiring in my brain. It triggers the wiring in my brain. It's so definite, so wonderful, and so beautiful. So I am going to trigger the wiring in my brain with happy thoughts, with thoughts of success and thoughts of delight and thoughts of wholeness and thoughts of power. I'm going to trigger the thoughts in my brain with the idea that I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am a genius. I am fantastic. And then my brain responds to those thoughts and reveals those experiences in my life, in my affairs, in all that I am. And I feel so fantastic. I feel so good. I feel so revealed. I feel that this is what it's all about. And truly, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. I create my physical body by my thought, and my thought triggers the wiring in my brain to reveal in my life experience whatever it is that I am thinking about. And it does it now. Yes, it does it now. And how wonderful that is. Nothing else matters, because that's my reality. And I say, I like me, I like me. I say, I like you. I say, I use my brain wisely, using the thoughts I think to trigger my brain into every good and beautiful activity that I'd like in my life. Join me in this wonderful activity and in the wonderful experience of knowing it all now. I love you. I love you. I love you.